From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guests on today's Field Trip are two Marin County actresses who are regulars on the Bay Area theater scene. They're longtime friends who often vie for the same roles, and they often appear together on stage, as they are doing through April 22nd in the Ross Valley Players' wonderful new version of the comedy The 20th Century, which is directed by Billy Cox. Cox describes this play as a love letter to theater and theater people. Jennifer Reimer, who plays Lily Garland in the show, and Allison Peltz as Ida Webb, really are theater people. Between them, they've appeared in dozens of productions, musicals, dramas, and comedies. In his recent review of The 20th Century, the Marin Independent Journal's Barry Willis wrote this: "Every one of these actors deserves praise individually, but Camden," now that's Dale Camden, the male co-star in the show who's not with us today, "Reimer and Peltz are true standouts. Reimer brings her big voice and mighty stage presence to bear on a character already larger than life, and Peltz has a voice almost as big, with flawless timing, an athletic, physical comedy that's delightful to behold." Well, I certainly agree with Barry Willis. Both of these women also lead full and busy lives outside the theater, pursuing full-time careers, and they're both moms with adoring families. They're both bright, smart, and talented, fit, and I might say gorgeous women. And most important, they're lots of fun. So please welcome to the Field Trip Allison Peltz and Jennifer Reimer. Hey there.
Wow, that was a nice intro.
Thank you. It just made my day.
Thanks for coming on the show. First of all, let me congratulate you both on a fabulous opening to this show, The 20th Century. It's a hit.
It's been a lot of fun the past, we've gotten 2 weeks into the run with three more, and the audiences have been really great so far.
This is Jennifer, huh?
Yes. Yeah. That was Jennifer, yeah. And it was a really fun rehearsal process as well.
Tell me a bit about the show for people who are unfamiliar with it, your version of the show that you're doing.
Well, it's set on the 20th century, which was a luxury liner that went from Chicago to New York back in the 30s. And it was originally a play, then it was a movie, then it was a musical, and then we are doing the adaptation that was written by Ken Ludwig in 2004. So there's been some tightening up of the dialogue and the characters and the pace, and there's a little bit more of a contemporary feel to it, even though it is set in the 1930s. Jennifer, what do you want to say about it?
Yeah, I think Allison is exactly right. It's certainly a play that is a throwback to the 1930s, and I think audiences really enjoy that. So it has that dated feeling, but with a bit of a contemporary twist to it, I think. And
right.
It's very, very funny and fast-paced, you know, a la Marx Brothers type of show or a movie with lots of doors opening and closing and very fast-paced dialogue and mistaken identities. And it's a fast train ride.
Right, and an ensemble piece. Yeah, I would say what many of us have pulled from the original movie was the pace of the dialogue, but again, made it our own so it could work for the type of actors we are.
Would you call it a madcap comedy?
Yes.
So would I.
I do think. I know that our audiences at Ross Valley really, I think, appreciate that.
I think so, too. They should
right.
have the night that I was there. Now,
yeah.
You two have been friends for many years, right?
Correct.
You both
yeah,
studied.
We met doing theater, eight or 9 years ago.
Sweet Charity, a musical, yes.
And you both studied at UCLA?
Coincidentally, we both did.
We didn't know each other there.
You didn't know each other there.
A couple years before Allison, I was there. But yeah, I was in the theater department, and Allison was in the dance department.
But we didn't meet until Marin.
Between you, you've done dozens of shows. Allison, what are some of the shows you've done?
Well, recently I was Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors at Novato, and Little Sally in Urinetown, and then I've done a couple shows over in Maskers. I did Do I Hear a Waltz, and She Loves Me. And then, kind of very different than the rest of those, I played Puck at College of Marin, Midsummer Night's Dream, directed
That's
by
right.
Dean Dunn.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, you won a Dean Goodman Award for Best Principal Performance for your role in Once Upon a Mattress a few years ago.
That's right. I didn't even mention that. So that was a role, a dream role for me. So
do you prefer the musicals?
I don't. I've just done musicals because that seems to what has come my way. But as an actress who's been doing all this for a long time, I'm actually starting to seek out non-musical opportunities just because after every show, I just crave and miss dialogue and the connection you can make with another actor's character on stage that you don't necessarily get to do in a musical.
Sure. Well, Jennifer, you mix it up some. For example, we met doing My Fair Lady in Oklahoma on the Mountain a few years ago, but you were also wonderful in the drama Shadowlands and also in A Few Good Men. And I remember you stepped into a role in Our Town a few years ago at the last minute, and you were nominated for a Best Principal Performance for that role.
That is very true. you know, my background growing up, as many kids who grow up kind of doing theater, was doing musicals. So I did take a hiatus from theater for, 15, 18 years or something around there. So when I went back, I was naturally drawn to musicals again. It's kind of where I felt comfortable. But so I've been up on the mountain in the mountain play 5 times in the past maybe 8 years. But I am drawn to non-musicals, I think. At this age, for me, it maybe isn't as always as fun, but for me, I get a little bit more out of it. And so, yeah, I've done some very heavy dramas at Rock Valley, and it's really nice to be doing a crazy comedy.
You actually get to live at the end of this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You know, someone asked us yesterday, we actually had a talk back at the theater after their performance. There will be another talk back, I think, Allison, April 15th?
15th, yeah.
After a Sunday matinee where the audience can stay and talk to us. And someone had asked about how we felt about the difference between doing comedy versus drama and what was harder. I think they wanted to know. And I was thinking about that today, and I don't know that either of them is harder or easier.
They're different.
The prep is kind of the same.
They're different.
But I find for me that during the show, the dramas tend to carry over into my outside of theater life.
Right.
In a comedy, you kind of get to leave at the door. It's an interesting comparison. I was trying to figure out what answer I would have given had I been the person to answer it. So.
Yeah, I think I actually would have said comedy is harder in the sense of the sense of timing that's needed. And listening for the audience, where in a drama you're not listening for laughs and having to keep the pace of the dialogue but also allow for the laughter.
Let me ask you about the costumes by Michael Berg for this show. They're terrific, aren't they?
They are.
They are. They always are when he touches them.
Jennifer, you wear some spectacular
stuff.
He's
one of these guys that have been working around the Bay Area for so long. Allison, you probably know more, but I believe he's able to pull from different theaters.
Right.
And, you know, people let him move the costumes around a little bit. So the breadth of items that he can bring to a costume fitting are just, it's amazing.
Well, the set for your show was designed and built by Ken Rowland and the master set builder Ian Swift, who are both actually back working on this year's Mountain Play set right now. Tell me about your set, the design of how it looks for people who haven't seen the show.
Jennifer, you want to take this one? Or?
You can.
Okay, it's 3 train compartments, and the audience sees them at all times, so there's no changing of sets. And what's fun about that is there's the main scene going on in one of the compartments, and actors are often in other compartments doing smaller movement, but real movement to continue on their storyline, even though they're not the main focus at the time. So it's kind of fun for the audience to see what goes on in the compartment that they're not actually watching a live spoken scene.
Right. So it's like an open face set where you can see all the people in all the compartments at the same time.
Right.
There's a terrific lighting job going on there, too. I can't remember the lighting person's name, but they're doing a wonderful job.
That's how you say it, yeah.
Josh? Oh,
also,
great.
Yeah. He's our stage manager as well, so he's done double duty with this show.
If you're just joining us, my guests on today's field trip are Bay Area actresses Jennifer Reimer and Allison Peltz. So let me ask you, you know, both of you, is it hard to juggle everything you do, both in your lives, your jobs, your kids, auditions, rehearsals? Allison, I see you out running in the mornings, you know, sometimes we're on the same trails together.
Right.
How's that all work for you guys?
It is definitely a juggle. I think Allison and I are both a little picky and choosy about what we'll audition for, only because the timing has to fit with family and friends and work and all of that. You know, if life were different, who knows? We might be doing this full time all the time because I think we both love it that much.
Right,
but it is a matter of juggling what you can do to make your life work.
I completely agree. So, yeah, there are certain seasons where I just kind of have to not audition, and I tend not to do show after show after show within a season. But anyways, I've actually recently started pursuing independent films and voiceovers because I can do a lot of that kind of work during the day when my kids aren't around. And that's fun and creative, and it's not impacting them. So I actually just did a voiceover today from my living room. That was fun. It's not as satisfying as working, you know, in live theater with other actors, but if it, you know, it's something that I can do in between big shows to keep the creative juices flowing.
Sure. Either of you have any plans for another show coming up? Anything in the works?
I don't myself. I will take a little bit of a break again because of kids being home for the summer, and so this was good timing for me. And then, you know, the minute I can, I start looking around again and see what's out there.
I know that there's another member of your family, the next generation, who's looking to be in the business.
There is. I have a daughter who's graduating from college this June, and she's a stage manager, and hoping to find something probably more as a production manager at a venue. And but yeah, my kids, like Allison's kids, definitely grew up in the theater all the time. And I think one thing that's been interesting, I'm sure, for both of our children is they do see their moms. We both have girls. We both have two girls.
Right.
And they both see their moms out there working as well as doing something just for the passion of it.
Right.
And that's really been an important lesson for my kids to see.
I agree.
Your kids in theater too, Allison?
Well, and as a matter of fact, they are both doing a children's production of Gypsy simultaneously, you know, as we're doing 20th Century, and my oldest is playing Mama Rose. So that's even more of a juggling act. They're enjoying it, but I think they're still trying to figure out whether that's their passion because they also like to do sports. So I'm glad they're trying it out. They're having some success with it, meeting really wonderful people, but the jury is still out about whether they'll continue with it.
Well, the two of you are wonderful role models for your kids, and I think it's absolutely marvelous that you get to do all of this stuff and the theater stuff that you love. And I want to tell my audience, if you want to see some hilarious theater and some wonderful performers, I urge you to go and see The 20th Century. It's playing at the Ross Valley Players Barn Theater in Ross, California through April 22nd. For tickets, go to rossvalleyplayers.com. And Jennifer and Allison, continued success to you both, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's Jennifer Reimer and Allison Peltz, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, 24 hours a day, and also as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.